Hi, this is Ariane Gerlach and welcome to Savvy Sassy She, an inspired young woman's ongoing guide to a rewarding and lavish lifestyle. Well, it's episode 2 of the Savvy Sassy She podcast and it's Sunday, the 10th of April, 2011. Well, I hope you enjoyed episode 1. I've already had some great feedback from those of you who have listened, so I really appreciate it and keep that coming. Well, today's podcast is going to be about bucket lists, also known as 101 things to do before you die. I have found it to be a really useful tool in my life, and I thought we could spend a little bit of time talking about it and going through what a bucket list is, what they're useful for, how to start creating them, capturing them, and of course how to use them. So, what is a bucket list? It really is just a list of things that you want to do before you die. Now, I really don't like that term so much, so it's really more the list of things I want to do in my fabulous life. Sounds a little bit better, doesn't it? And my version of this list is not necessarily just things that you want to do, you know, climb to the top of Mount Everest or meet Muhammad Ali. It's also who you want to be or what you want to be and what you want to have as well. So, for example, in regards to the B part, you might want to be a world-famous TV presenter, or you might want to be the best friend ever in this world that's possible. To do, you might want to visit the seven continents, or you might want to live and help an African tribe. To have, you might want to have a big red Ferrari, or you may want to have a family with four kids, a dog, and three cats. Whatever it is, it really is up to you. But put big things on that list and put small things on that list. Now, why are they useful? Well, putting it down and getting it outside of your head really starts to make it a little bit more real and tangible. It also helps to keep things top of mind and therefore more likely to be done. Also starts you being much more aware of them, and being aware you can actually start then to take action. I'd just like to share with you a story. I worked on my bucket list around Christmas time just now, and I was overseas, and when I came back I started to action a couple of things. One of the bigger things on the list is to give a speech to an important group of people and to receive a standing ovation. Now, I'm unfortunately not going to be able to do that just tomorrow at the drop of a hat. I'm probably going to have to do a few things to get me there. So one of the smaller things I put on my list then was to join Toastmasters. And for those of you that don't know, Toastmasters is a international organization that has local chapters. So my local suburb has a chapter. And it's all about learning to increase your public speaking skills. So I thought that might be a good smaller thing to put on my list in order to get me to one of the larger things on there. So when I got back, I emailed the local chapter to find out when their next meeting was on, and that was on a Monday. On the Tuesday, I received an email back from the guy, and he said, well, the next meeting is, you know, it was about a month or so from that time. And I went, wonderful, you know, I'm looking forward, I'll join you. Then on the Wednesday, I received a call from a woman in the government department here in Australia, asking whether somebody from my organization would be interested in speaking at their International Women's Day event. And I went, of course, certainly. My boss would probably be the best one to join you there. And as we were talking, she asked me whether I was the Ariane from the article in the newsletter recently. And I went, yes, that's me. It was an article I had written that was a little bit about my journey to where I am right now. And she asked whether I would be interested in addressing the audience at the same time, and that blew me away. I mean, it was something that I was taking action towards, and yes, of course, this isn't the arena that I'm going to have the big, important audience and get a standing ovation, but it's a stepping stone towards that. So what I did is I put that on my list, I then started taking some action towards it, and then an opportunity like that came up. So when you start putting things out there and start having a really good intention and start taking action towards whatever it might be, things can really start to happen. So that is one of my interesting stories to do with having a bucket list. And I really don't know whether that would have happened if I hadn't put it into my sphere of awareness and put it down onto my list and started making it become a reality. So there you go. Anyway, so how do you start creating them? I mean, really, it is quite a simple process. You might want to start to have a brainstorm about what you've always spoken about, what you've talked about, what you've dreamed about, and start putting them down on a list. If you're getting stuck around the brainstorming, here are some questions that might guide you to come to some answers. What have you always wanted to do but have not done yet? What will you do if you have unlimited time, money, and resources? Are there any countries, places, or locations you want to visit? What are your biggest goals and dreams? What do you want to see live and in person? What achievements do you want to have? What experiences do you want to feel? Are there any special moments you want to witness? What activities or skills do you want to learn or to try out? What are the most important things you can ever do? What would you like to say or do together with other people? People you love. Are there any specific people you want to meet in person? What do you want to achieve in the areas of love, family, career, finances, health, and so on? And what do you need to do to lead a life of the greatest meaning? Now, this list might be something that you want to just type up in a Word document. It might be something that you want to write in your journal. It might be something that you want to create online and share as part of your blog. There are also quite a few websites out there that specialize around bucket lists. So I've got some resources that I'll put into the show notes, but those are ones that you can make public and share with others too. The main thing, at least to start with, is to start with what's going on in your mind already. Be creative and be authentic. What I found when I was starting to create my bucket list was that I started thinking about putting things down that I didn't think were really me because that was what everyone wanted to do. I mean, did I really want to climb Mount Everest? No, I have to admit that that is not one of the things I want to do with my life. But that's the type of thing that I expected that people put on their bucket lists. So I just really started to be authentic and started questioning things when they popped into my head, whether it was something that I really wanted to do or whether it was something that I thought should be on my bucket list. There's also something that you can put on your iPhone, and there's, you know, the notes section, or I'm sure there's different apps for an Android too. I started using an app called Paperless. That's Paperless. It just cost, I think, like under $2 or so. And when I'm out and about and have something pop up into my head that I like to put on the bucket list, I pop it into that phone and then transfer it onto my main list, which I personally have a Word document that I put up on the desktop of my computer. Now, I mean, there might be the notes page, but I found Paperless really handy because I put all different types of lists and it's really pretty to use as well. So that's helped me. So you might then come up to a stage where you're starting to run a little bit thin of ideas coming up in your head. Now, the bucket list is not necessarily going to be something that you create in one setting. It may be something that you create over time. Google is a wonderful source of getting ideas from other people. I would suggest just Googling bucket list or 101 things, and a whole list of sites of people sharing their bucket list will come up. So they might be sharing it on a blog, they might be sharing it on one of those public sites. Have a look through and get ideas from other people around travel, around sports to try, around countries to visit, around volunteering charity things that you can help out with. One thing that I learnt during my bucket list and getting ideas from other people's lists was that there was a lot of things that other people had on their list that I had already done in my life. And so I decided to start a already done list. So I had my 101 and my already done. It really helped me put in perspective things that I had achieved, and it made me spend a little bit of time appreciating what I've already done in my life. So I've got these two lists then both sitting next to each other on my desktop that I refer to quite frequently. Now that you have started to create your bucket list, what do you do with it? Well, I suggest that you refer to it weekly. you know, in the time when you're perhaps planning your week or when you're looking back at your week and seeing what needs to be done, is have a quick skim over. Things will start happening when you start creating it as part of your weekly routine, because you can't help but be aware of what there is going on the list. And then wanting to actually start doing some of the smaller tasks or some of the subtasks that you might have in order to achieve those things. So things will start happening. Now, keep adding to it. You don't need to stop at 101. You might go up to 1001. It's going to be a continuous process, and you might want to, when you review it, take a few things off, because you might have started your bucket list a year ago, and some of those things you've managed to tick off. There's a whole heap of things you might have added onto it, but there might be a few things that aren't relevant anymore. So just cross them off. You know, it's not a big deal if something in you has changed or some experience has changed. Having a round the world ticket doesn't matter anymore. You know, that's fine. Just strike them off. I'd also suggest that you share them with others. On one hand, you never know if there are other people within your circle that are interested in doing similar things. I heard a story recently where a girl has a bucket list of things that she wants to do in Sydney, and every few weeks she shoots out an email to her group of friends to let them know that, hey, I am doing X on this date, do you want to join me? And she often gets a good crew going, and they have a great time actually doing something together that she's going to tick off her bucket list. Sharing also makes you more accountable. Now, these are all things that you want to do, I'm assuming, because you've got them on your bucket list. But it's also easy to let time go past and to not actually be working towards any of them. So by sharing them with others, whether it's your friends or family, your partner, or with the world on one of these online bucket list sharing sites, it does make you more accountable. And people can check in with you. I've got some different resources here as well that you might want to check out. Some of you may already have seen it. There was a bucket list movie made in 2007 that had some famous actors in it. It had Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman. Now, this was a list about two elderly gentlemen who were both terminally ill, and I think they escape from the hospital and decide that they're going to tick things off their bucket list. So it's quite an eye-opening, you know, quite fun movie, quite serious in some ways. And that might give you some ideas too. But I think it's also a good reminder that you don't necessarily need for something to happen to start creating some of these amazing things in your life. So create a bucket list and just start doing through them. You know, you might do number 2 for a while, you might do number 7 then, and you might do number 98. A few of the online sharing sites that I was talking about, one is called bucketlist.org, another is on squidoo.com/100things, another one is bucketlist.net, and that's a really awesome one where you can make a list and then help others get their list done. So I'll put these in the show notes for you to have a look at. So the savvy take home of this podcast: why don't you start your 101 list in whatever way you want to, perhaps using some of the tips and tools and resources shared. And share it with us. Why don't you make a comment in the comments page after the show notes and give us a couple of your bucket list entries. Perhaps we could even do some together. Just to share, in closing, a couple of mine. I have specific things like go on a dog sleigh ride. I've always wanted to go on one of those things in the beautiful snow with huskies pulling me along. I'd like to meet Oprah. I would like to visit the Maldives, marry the love of my life, be interviewed for a magazine, go on a hot air balloon ride, make a real difference in people's lives, large and small. Start a foundation for something I believe in. Create a book of family recipes contributed to by the immediate and extended family. Have a fabulous mentor and be a fabulous mentor. Have multiple sources of passive income. Fly a kite. Haven't done that for a long time. Learn how to make delicious dumplings. Participate in La Tomatina, that really amazing tomato fight that they have in Spain every year. Celebrate each significant birthday with a bang. Have a beautiful, workable, practical diary. I've crossed that one off already because I've created one that I might share with you one day in a video cast. And have some photos taken of me that I really love, because I don't seem to turn out so well in photos, so one day I would love to have a photographer take some gorgeous shots that turn out fantastically so I can look back when I am old and grey and say that, yes, I was a beautiful, fabulous-looking young woman. Well, until next time, Savvy Sassy She's, enjoy, and I can't wait to hear what your 101 list entails. Bye for now.